Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 215 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. If you're not doing so, go on over to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like over there. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. Make sure you get into our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. All kinds of good nonsense be going on down in there. Just a little heads up before we launch ourselves into episode 215 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. There will be spoilers for Captain America Civil War in this episode. So if you need to hold off on listening to this show until you see the movie, please do so. Joining us this evening for episode 215 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is the most spoilerific person I know, one Logs Johnson's Barnes.
Batman kills 40 people.
Yeah, he still does that.
How's it going, John?
Pretty good, man. We got an Ethan Macaroni.
Team Cap.
And a James Stratton.
Hey.
There you go. That's the way to do it. Just the way to do it.
Yeah. Hey.
Got an Iron Man, a Log, a Captain, and a James Stratton.
Get some orange slices.
Just where the orange slices.
Can we get some orange slices?
You know, I'd not thought about orange slices for years
until that,
and then I'm like, I wonder if I could just like run to Walmart and get some orange slices, because they may be the most delicious thing of all time. So, all right, episode 215, we're talking about Captain America Civil War.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. We have just come from seeing Captain America Civil War.
Or Iron Man 4.
Or
Avengers 2.5.
Or however you want to call it.
I'm calling that Avengers 2.
0.5.
Ultron's.
Anyway, if you don't want spoilers, stop here.
Collaborate and listen later. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
If you want to do that and talk about some Captain America Civil War.
Is ice back?
He's got a brand new invention.
Something grabs a hold of me tightly.
That's a stalker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hanging out in that closet
every week, just waiting on the right time to just pop in and just grab you.
Will it ever stop?
I don't know.
But let me wait.
Ian,
wait.
Will you turn off the hall? Look at that. Charge glow.
I do, because it's... We're just going to stop
extreme,
this right now.
We rock the mic like a vandal.
Yeah.
Light up the stage, watch Josh jump.
Spoiler alert, this is the worst rendition
I'm just wondering how long this is going
to
go.
Welcome to the Vanilla Ice Pocket. Ian, you weren't around when we did an entire episode about cheese once. which I have dubbed Jesus Christ.
And never aired. Like, nobody
it's
else
like
has ever heard it.
Literally 15 minutes of an episode that was just a cheese tangent that we had to cut.
Yeah, because... Anyway,
I'm sure this is what's going to happen here.
We're leaving this all in. So
they were giving them plenty of time to stop.
Yeah.
Well, no, we already told them to stop, so they missed this.
Collaborate and listen.
Here we go. So, I will just say that I have been so excited to go and watch Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, especially since you hated every other movie.
That's not true. Although people on Facebook have been like, "Oh, but Josh is going to find a way to hate this." No.
Well, let's see. You hated Ant-Man.
I did. I disliked Ant-Man.
You hated Avengers 2.
I was not... Okay.
You hated Thor 2.
No, I like Thor.
You hated Iron Man 3. You like Guardians and Cap 2. That's about it.
No. I will say, and I said this not long ago in our group message, that I caught Iron Man 2 on television the other night and watched...
That was
like,
phase one, sir.
I know, but I'll watch the vast majority of Iron Man 2, and it just sort of brought about my feels back again for the MCU.
Up.
And then we went and watched Batman v Superman, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry that I ever doubted you, Kevin Feige, and all of you glorious people over there at the Marvels, because that's how you do the superhero movies. But
I straight up just loved the fact that they had... just a ton of characters in this movie.
And they didn't ruin it.
And didn't feel like anybody was wasted.
No,
not at all.
Ian, you think anybody was wasted?
No, I do not. I thought it was well done.
Yeah. I mean, Batman v Superman, you wasted a lot of people.
Well, absolutely. I mean, since we're talking about it, I mean...
Wasted all them bad guys.
This wouldn't even really be a spoiler, because we've seen it
like teased pretty much in little bits in trailers here or there. But, you know, I mean, here's our first time in this great new comic book movie world that we live in where the superheroes fight each other, and it did not disappoint.
I mean, there was a villain, but like, they were villains. Like that was
Got deep there, son.
Yeah. Well,
you just Walking Dead at it.
The whole point was that the guy was playing them against each other, and that sets up
all kinds of stuff.
The reason that they're fighting, it just sets it up perfectly, because the whole time leading up to this movie, I was like, how are you going to get these guys to fight and make it believable?
Well, and I think that was one of the things that, like, for me was so I'm so excited about Civil War, because what pushes these characters to the brink?
That we've been watching like individually since 08, but they came together for the first time in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been watching them pretty much since 2012 work together for 4 years now. And so something's got to break them up. That's got to be massive.
Conflict in there it sends ripples throughout the whole cinematic universe.
Right. Yeah. And I think my real issue with Age of Ultron was that they really undervalued Ultron as a villain, but B, I knew Civil War was coming, and I just wanted to see more, let's go be Avengers for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's really my only gripe with it.
Oh, really? Because I listened to 2 hours of you
griping
about it.
There's some griping.
I couldn't even get all the way through it, just in all honesty. I didn't even listen to all of that.
He's so mad. But
you guys were just hating, just hateful people.
I will say they've come a long way since Age of Ultron for this film. A long, long way.
What, you mean two movies?
Well, I mean, like, in writing and storytelling.
That's the
Russo's. I know.
I don't know, man. Like, I really enjoy this movie because it connects so well with all the previous films, and you can really see both the physical and mental nature of, like, Tony Stark's paranoia developing.
I think that this movie does, like, holds to Stan Lee's standards more than any other team-up movie or any movie that they've done. You could watch this movie alone without any knowledge, really, of the past.
My dad watched it with us.
Right, right.
And he has seen everything but Ant-Man and still was able to enjoy even the Ant-Man stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, okay, so this is Ant-Man. Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Not, I mean, they did a really good job with that. Logan, you were pretty excited about Civil War, right, going into it?
Absolutely.
No, he wasn't.
You're very reserved, I'm sure.
No,
I was all like, you know, I can't wait, and then something exploded and my retainer's going to pop out.
Yeah.
I hated I had to sit through Deadpool and Batman v Superman to get here.
No, but, I tell you what, stupid. We need Deadpool in this universe.
Have you guys seen, just let's get on Deadpool for just a second, the Blu-ray commercial
with the chair?
Yeah, the Cialis commercial.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
That's brilliant.
Ask your doctor if your heart is strong enough to watch Deadpool.
I guess that's
and then it ends with, if you've experienced an erection for more than 4 hours, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I guess that's what that teacher in Tennessee was thinking when he showed it to his class.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Show what? Deadpool?
Deadpool.
Yeah, a teacher showed Deadpool at high school.
Okay.
In Tennessee.
I know there was a teacher in Jackson who showed somebody Human Centipede 2.
That's what it was.
Yeah. No, there was a Deadpool
one, too.
Oh,
there was a Deadpool one, too? Okay. Mm-hmm. I know the
one in Jackson, Tennessee, dude, got fired for showing Human Centipede 2.
And I was like, why 2? Because 2, the tagline is 100% medically inaccurate. Number 1, though, the tagline is 100% medically accurate.
Yeah.
So if you're going to, I can understand, like, I would do one class, you know?
I figured maybe they were just like, maybe this is a little better.
Anyway, Civil War.
Yeah. Was nothing at all like Human Centipede. If you want to see a Human Centipede comic book film, I think Batman v Superman is still playing in some areas.
I was going to say, it's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor needs to take a tip from the dude that set up all of this between the superheroes fighting.
David Grohl as Zemo.
Yes. Yeah.
He was awesome.
He was more Lex Luthor-y than Lex Luthor.
These folks to fight.
Yeah, that's
how you do it.
He did exactly what they were trying to do in Batman v Superman, but he did it way better.
Way better.
And 10 minutes shorter.
And it was just a grieving father better than, you know, a super genius.
And it was brilliant because he had like layers and layers of this.
So,
he had it ready for when Stark showed up at the end with Bucky.
Did you not feel for him at the end of the movie?
I did, yeah.
Like when he was sitting there holding that gun, I was like, man.
Just to lay it out, the whole pretty much, I think... It was Crossbones. Is that the guy in the beginning?
Yeah.
I thought so. Like, you know, when
Frank Grillo plays Crossbones, right. He was in Winter Soldier.
Right. When they first started filming, it was it's Crossbones. Yeah. That's the big bad in Cap, and you know, ultimately the big bad in Civil War were themselves. You know, yeah. I mean, you have this guy who lost his family. In the events of Avengers 2.
What was the name of the... I keep forgetting the...
Sokovia?
Sokovia. Thank you, James. Yes. Yeah, because I can't remember it either. And, you know, he just sets this whole story up so that they fight against each other. And
it made sense.
It did.
It really
Absolutely
did.
Absolutely made sense.
It did. And that was the thing that I was worried about. I was really worried that... It was going to be too forced. The fighting each other was going to be too forced. And just when you think, my God, there's some resolution,
they
get ripped apart.
Yeah. And you got to be thankful for the cast that they had too, because like if these guys have and gals have not played these characters for years, I don't think they could have pulled off a lot of the subtlety that was involved in these matchups. Because like anytime Tony and Steve were in the room together, like there was just
this
undercurrent of sparks. And then, I mean, Tom Holland was new, but he had great chemistry with RDJ in the
Let's talk about Tom Holland.
Let's come back to Spider-Man. We'll come back to him. I will say that, you know, like it finally came out in this film that Tony really has disliked Steve his entire life.
Yeah.
You know, like he has had that.
He tells him, he goes, I hated you
since I was a kid. Yeah. And that I think is one of the things that they do so well in this film is that you kind of think back, there's this sort of undercurrent between Cap and Iron Man. And then here it really comes to a head. And I am so pleased with the storytelling in this film.
Well, you got two natural born leaders trying to lead a group, and it just creates conflict with the different styles and everything else.
Right. Are they two groups? Are they one group? Who's in charge of them? Who's in charge of the group's leader? Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot that's at stake here, and they do it really, really well.
And I also want to point out that the end where you thought it was going to be, you know, the big bad and this was going to be him fighting, you know, or them fending off like five additional winter soldiers.
Yeah.
And then you realize when you come in there that no, he had no intention of doing any of that at all. That was a very smooth move.
He just wanted that video.
I will say the ending.
The entire movie, he's just going after that one video.
Yeah.
He won. And think about that too. Win. He won.
He won, yeah.
Yes.
And he says won. That.
Yes.
Like they're like, because the guys, they're, Martin Freeman is like making fun of himself, you know, all that for nothing. He was just sitting there going, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, he did. He absolutely won. The bad guy won.
Yeah.
So get ready for that when you go to see this. The bad guy, the bad guy
wins. The bad guy wins. I mean, and then it's who is the bad guy? When you look at it, like, is it Steve?
Everybody
is it Tony?
Was wrong.
Every one of them are wrong. Yeah. Every single one of them are
wrong. It's a good setup for showing that they're fallible.
Yeah.
I think we need that so it softens the blow for when Thanos shows up and starts, you know,
killing people
left and right.
Havoc.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like they have done such a great job through their storytelling, through the cinematography over the last 8 years. You know, we have literally a god in the cast of the Avengers, but like you forget that Cap is human. It takes a lot to kill him, But he's human.
I think they just did a great job of showing that nearly every Avenger has a weakness out there. Even Vision has.
And they make that point over and over with this.
Yeah.
Go for his legs. You know, Tony has obviously game planned with Spidey. Okay, you want to stop Cap? Take out his legs. He has those bands, you know, ready to take out Cap's legs when they're fighting again at the end.
Yep.
I mean, they all know that they are weak in some areas, and it's you forget you're watching a superhero movie.
That's why Cap swaps from trying to like beat the suit to just destroying the
man.
Arc reactor.
Yeah. Well, because in the end, he could have killed him.
Yep.
He knew that once the suit was done, though, he had no choice but to quit.
Yeah, he's Tony.
How many of y'all actually thought that Rhodey was going to die?
I did. I thought Rhodey was going to die.
I really thought they would kill Rhodey.
I did too.
I expected him to. Yeah.
Well, I thought that is what
triggered.
I thought that like that is what set him over the edge. You know, because I assume there was a little skirmish.
Yeah. There's the airport skirmish, and then when that happened, like I was talking to you guys in the movie, after that airport skirmish happens, and that 2-on-1 mm-hmm. Winter Soldier and Cap versus
you keep
Iron
waiting
Man
for it
didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You're like, how is this going to happen now? And then I was like, okay, they're going to kill Rhodey, and that's going to push him over the edge, and then. Nope, that didn't happen either.
No, I mean, they...
But then when they do, just...
They go. And, you know, this is the thing about Marvel that DC just... Even if you're a DC fanboy, you have to give
Which
to Marvel...
Well,
I mean, yeah, you have to give it to Marvel that...
Oh, Marvel's killing it.
Oh, I mean, here's this one character, this one guy that they could have just... Someone could have let die. And... Their whole world would be different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Cap has a weakness for Bucky, and he says, you know, I don't have a family. This guy's my family. That's why it's so important to
him. He's somebody from the past, especially with Peggy dying in this movie.
How sort of apropos was it that...
They got canned. And
that Agent Carter is really dead.
Did they really officially cancel it?
Yeah, it's not.
That was,
it's more than likely not getting picked back up.
That was the... I do not like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I really
Agents
did
of
like...
S.H.I.E.L.D. I liked Agent Carter.
I liked Agent Carter.
See, I never picked up Agent Carter because I disliked Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. so much.
She's so good.
Yeah, she's great. Character. Yeah, Hayley Atwell. Yeah, there's a lot of call for her to be the next Doctor in Doctor Who.
And I can't remember somebody else notable plays Jarvis.
Actual Jarvis that Jarvis is based off of?
Jarvis Butler, yeah.
Gosh, what is his name?
He's Dan? Good too. Dan text
Dan would be like, this is who it is right now.
I got to Google it now. It's going to bug me.
But another thing I liked about it was all of the big fight scenes took place during the day where you could actually see them.
God! I mean...
And the choreography was so great. It wasn't too fast. It was just enough that you could be like, oh, every blow was just perfect.
It was like somebody was like, I'm just going to get a whole bunch of you guys together that likes these Marvel films, and you just talk amongst yourselves, and we're just going to watch all of them. And everything that you think is wrong, we're just going to fix it. Because that's always been my biggest gripe, like, say, in the Iron Man films, is that the big battle happens at night. You can't see it. It's tough to watch. You want to, and then it's too short. And, like, literally, we got half a movie of them beating each other in the daylight. It was perfect.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they did so many things right in this film. It's just unbelievable.
I'm still stuck on your hate of Iron Man 1. That is a perfect movie.
I do love Iron Man 1.
But you were like,
although the big bad fight does happen at night there.
And it's too short. They could have gone.
It still looks really good.
Iron Man is a perfect movie.
James, do you say Darcy or is it D'Arcy?
I don't remember.
I think it's Darcy.
I think it's Darcy. Yeah, Darcy.
D apostrophe.
D'Arcy.
That's who plays Jarvis.
Yeah. And he's good.
And really good.
Really good.
Did you ever watch Broadchurch?
Oh, yeah.
The second season of Broadchurch, the dude that ended up being the killer from the Old Town, where I've already forgot everybody's name.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well,
wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah.
That's him. He plays Jarvis.
Wow, that's a good choice.
In Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm sad to hear that that's not going to be coming back.
Yeah, it didn't do too well. I really just cannot get over how everything just sort of seemed to go right with this film. You really worry going into a movie like this when you have to introduce a couple of new characters.
Yeah, you had two brand new characters that had to have that it's introductions and backstories.
That it's going
to
be rough. But Black Panther, oh my gosh.
He had Chadwick, his whole arc,
Chadwick Boseman was amazing.
Amazing. And I'll say this. It's been a long time since I've wanted to actively pick up a comic to read because of one character. Black Panther did it for me. Amazing.
I'm super excited about his standalone movie because of this.
Like, yeah.
He just knocked it out of the park. I cannot wait.
When they cast him, I knew it was a good choice.
Oh, yeah. Because he's like, I've seen him in, what, two movies? He was James Brown and Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. Nominated
for
both.
I was trying to figure out what movies.
Yeah, the 42 guy. Yeah.
He looked very familiar, and I'm like, where have I
seen
this guy
before? Like, he had fully immersed himself in both of those roles, mm-hmm. to where you almost didn't recognize him. And I was like, this guy is a fantastic actor, mm-hmm. and he's got a great addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Nailed it.
And they announced who's directing his movie too. It's the guy that did Creed.
Yes. The Creed guy. Yes. Apollo Creed.
No, not Apollo Creed. It's
Adonis Creed.
What is his name?
The Creed director.
He did Fruitvale
Station. Sylvester Stallone.
No, he did Fruitvale
Station.
Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
No, but it's the Creed director.
Let's go there.
Anyway.
Oh, God, I can't think of his name.
I'll tell you in just a second because my phone's pulling it up.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm pulling.
No, not Creed the Rock Band.
Can you look it up?
Directed by Ryan Coogler.
Ryan Coogler.
Coogler. That's a great name. Coogler.
Ryan Coogler is directing.
The Coogler is directing a Panther. Yeah. I'm super excited about that. Chadwick Boseman killed it.
Oh, man. Yes. This movie was like a masterpiece of writing simply because they took so many characters and gave them full story arcs in 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And they all worked. They didn't feel rushed. And it was beautiful.
And had they do with four characters in a 2.5 hour movie for Batman?
Bad.
Not very well.
They did real bad. I read that they're not going to break 1 billion.
Bobby, you made an F in English.
It's going to be 875, and which is all they needed was 800 worldwide to break even. So they, and that is just them. That's their like movie Hollywood movie math. So they're going to make $75 million off of it. So they still made a profit.
I just feel like Batman v Superman storytelling is a lot like the Bobby, you made an F in English. You speak English.
You speak English.
That is like, you do comic books. You know how this works.
Warner Brothers doesn't do comic books.
No, they don't, and that's the problem.
Warner Brothers has control over the movie.
Honest to God.
They own DC, though.
Honest to God, the best thing that ever could have happened to Marvel was them almost going bankrupt.
Yep. Disney buying them out and then going, hey, do your thing.
Yeah. I mean, really.
These movies are the only profitable thing you do, so.
Yeah.
And then what was even smarter was, and it sucks for, you know, the Netflix and the TV guys, but when they separated movies from TV and comics.
Yes.
To where they don't have to, like the directors, they don't have to answer to that one guy. I can't think of his name. They just go directly to Feige.
Mm-hmm.
That also like has made improvements. Yes. So.
And I would love to see Matt Murdock / Daredevil.
It's just not going to happen.
But it doesn't. I'm fine with it. It doesn't need to happen.
I feel like we will honestly get hints of them in Infinity War.
I don't think so because they're already saying you're going to have like 65 characters in the movies, and they don't really know how they're going to like how they would bring in street level people, especially when they're trying to write for all the people that we've already got in the universe.
And so if you bring in somebody like Daredevil or Jon Bernthal is Punisher, you have like some level of expectation that you're supposed to get out of this character, and you're just not going to get it.
Nope.
In a film like that. I mean, leave them alone.
Yeah, you would have to totally assume that your audience has consumed every piece of.
Well, you would assume that, but like you would, they're obviously not going to get like the same love that Hemsworth's going to get us four.
You would have to also rewrite the personality and the style of the character to fit the cinematic universe, because I mean the Netflix shows are rated mature.
I don't know. They don't have a problem shoehorning Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff all over the
Agents
place.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff is different because. That stuff is like fully fleshed out with the
movies. It was cool when Captain America Winter Soldier came out, and the big thing in that movie,
Hydra traitors,
directly, like immediately the week after,
like
the
they
movie
start
came
cleaning
out.
Up. After
well, I mean,
the Hydra
like
stuff.
Shield the TV show follows because, and that was kind of always my big gripe about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It stunk. Terrible at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Like I barely
it was like they did it intentionally because they knew we got to sit on this Hydra crap until Cap.
Yeah.
And it almost killed the show.
It was so boring and so uninteresting. I did not care about it at
all. It was terrible.
Then when Winter Soldier happened and it was Hydra and everything went through on that, then it got better.
I feel like they could have used Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as a really good way to set up a lot more of the legal stuff surrounding Civil War. Because the Sokovia Accords did just kind of feel thrown together and shoved into the movie for Civil War. And like, here they are, ta-da, we didn't talk about these in any of the other movies.
But you see, there you go, but that's where this thing kind of, it's impressive that it's still going on because you kind of start to think that, well, now every product or every little thing that they've got out there has to acknowledge every other thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do that anyway. Daredevil does that. I mean,
yeah, but they do it in really, really slight, easy ways.
They always call it the incident, New York. Yeah. They don't ever call it the alien invasion.
And it would make sense, you know, Kingpin's motivation is swooping in after, you know, half of New York got destroyed and all that stuff and him trying to take over. So all of that kind of makes sense as far as the tie-in.
The big picture stuff.
Yeah, but I don't expect Marvel to keep coming out with stuff and going, well, now everything, like Iron Fist, I don't care if Iron Fist acknowledges anything that happened in Sokovia or Wakanda. Right. Or
it's just getting too Asgard. Big.
Yeah, just... Like, I don't care.
Well, this is a full world. This is literally Earth at this point. Yeah. You can't be...
Well, it's not just the Earth.
It's the universe.
Yeah, now it's space.
It is a literal universe
but
now.
But I think what they're going to do at the end of this phase is they're going to reboot. Like, that's what they're kind of hinting at, is that when they end phase three, contracts are up.
Well, they can reset the universe. And it's not just, that hard to do in comic
will
books.
Retire
they
from acting.
They can just go, boom... Oh, okay, we're at issue one again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start it over.
Which sucks because we have Perfect Spider-Man now. So,
what year is that? What year are we talking
2020,
about?
Isn't it? Or 2019?
2019 is when Infinity War or the...
Like the
finale?
The to-be-named
Avengers movie part two comes out.
The finale.
So we're really talking like it will have been 15, all close to 15 years.
15 years.
It will be the completion of the most ambitious
project ever.
Yeah. I mean, this is just media.
Do you even want to reset and do that?
I don't.
I mean.
But I don't.
I just remember an interview. I think it might have been Feige. It might have been one of the other guys. But back when Iron Man came out, they were like, hey, what are your plans are if this takes off? And they're like, well, you know, we kind of want to do Avengers. And then that happened. And they were like, well, you know, if Avengers happens and all that, and you start making all this money and everything takes off. He's like, I don't know, you know, maybe like do the Marvel Zombies. You know, that'd be fun.
That's where it's headed.
Yeah. Like, they wanted to, because they said, they were like, we want to do Avengers, we want to do Civil War, and if we get if enough people are behind us on it, let's do zombies.
I don't think Marvel Zombies would fly with a wide audience.
It wouldn't.
And you can't do that storyline without the X-Men.
That's jumping the shark.
But see, here I think is the thing. They're going to get the X-Men rights back. They've pretty much already gotten Fantastic Four back. So...
They still are saying Fantastic Four 2 is greenlit. They're not getting anything back from Fox.
They're definitely not getting X-Men back from Fox. X-Men's got like four more X-Men movies planned right now.
Yeah.
And how long are those?
So unless Apocalypse like Hanks hardcore.
Which it's not, because
it's sure.
Hugh Jackman.
They've got Hugh Jackman, and they're pushing it like, hey, you remember 2 years ago when you all loved Days of Future Past? Same team.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Hey, remember that X-Men movie that you liked recently? It's the same
thing. That's what
they're doing. Yeah, that's true.
And then they've got Wolverine 3 after that.
They're just going to keep a stranglehold on the Fantastic Four, though, to keep it.
I just wonder what it was that broke them over Spider-Man.
The fact that they knew that Marvel could do a better movie and make them more money.
Sony had lost money on the past two Spider-Man movies, so they were like, what are we doing wrong? And Marvel's like, well, we can fix it.
You guys can make some money if you just let us help you.
Yeah. Which is what they need to do.
Wrong? We're not doing it. That's the problem.
That's exactly it. That is exactly it.
The fans don't care about, you know, if the movie's good or not. I mean, honestly, they just care that, hey, Marvel doesn't have this.
Yeah,
you've got a Marvel logo before your movie, but that's not the Marvel
logo.
That's not the Marvel logo.
It's not the spinning cube of Marvel. This is just the flash page of
flippy
Marvel.
Pages, yeah.
Yeah, this is like the geoscience of Marvel logos. But like, I really was worried that we were going to have a problem with the introduction of Panther and then Spider-Man. I mean, I love Spider-Man so much.
Yep.
And I was so nervous. I was more nervous about this movie with Spider-Man than I was about Spider-Man. You know,
I wasn't. I knew that once they said that RDJ was going to be in Homecoming because they had such great chemistry. I was like, great. Then if those two got along great in the movie, like shooting the movie and stuff, then it's gonna be fine.
The scene with him in his bedroom where RDJ first shows up, and they just
it's brilliant.
They just demonstrate like nearly all of his spider powers, like right there in the room, just perfectly and succinctly. Like, and here's Spider-Man. This is what he does. If you don't know,
it's like you said in the theaters, like they wouldn't let him tell his origin story.
Yeah.
Like, literally
he kept interrupting him.
He kept trying to say stuff, and there were hints that Uncle Ben is dead. And
he's like, is that how all ants look? I mean, come on, man.
Well, no, that was a jab at Sony because it's like, oh, we come in all shapes and sizes because there's been three Aunt Mays in the past 15 years.
And they've all been old lady Aunt Mays.
Every time I think of Aunt May, I always think of Willem Dafoe gliding in.
And her saying the Lord's Prayer.
What part
finish
of
it!
Finish it!
Lead us not into temptation!
And then my mind goes back to him in the bed with that guy in Boondock Saints. Just the full circle.
Cuddle?
We all loved that movie.
Oh, Spider-Man. I saw Spider-Man 6 times.
How many times is that?
6.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I probably watched 20 minutes of every showing of that movie.
Just put it on Front Street. I didn't pay but like twice.
That's fine.
Because I would go up there. I was living in Starkville for the summer, and I was going up there like every couple of days to go watch movies and got to know the people up there, and they're like, oh, you're back again. I was like, yeah. They said, what do you want to watch? I was like,
Spider-Man again.
They're like, you want to go watch Spider-Man again? I was like, yeah, sure.
Heck yeah, dude. And it's worth it. I will say, we did two extra showings that day, the opening day of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And my boss like had made so much money off that, well, because he didn't pay bills, that he went out and bought a Corvette that night.
That'll do it.
Like, he took the take from day one of Spider-Man and just went and bought a Corvette.
Didn't turn it over to the...
Nope, because he made that money back the next day. Because all we did was show Spider-Man nonstop for about...
You showed on both screens, right?
Yeah, a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was... Because a twin cinema, that's all anybody wanted to see. And it was great, right? It was good.
It was a great movie.
And I have enjoyed... You know, like I thought Andrew Garfield was pretty good.
I liked him a lot.
You know, but
Tom Holland just surprised me and just blew it out of the water.
Because all of our fears were he's too young.
Well, just the fact that he is so young means he can play him like he's at the right age to play the character,
the overtly mature Peter Parker,
and he can play the character for like 5 years or so.
Yeah,
and can play it that same way.
Yeah. He's not a 30-year-old trying to look like a 17-year-old.
Yeah. you know, we don't really talk during these things, right?
Yeah, that's great.
It's pretty good.
If you've been in a fight, there's not really that much talking going on.
I mean, and they got everything right with Spider-Man as far as comic books.
They kept the mechanical web slingers.
I'm glad that it wasn't natural goo that was.
Oh, in the original trilogy?
Yeah, I'm glad that it
was.
Well,
wasn't. I mean, they do that in some some iterations. What is it? Spectacular Spider-Man?
Yes. Yeah, I think it is Spectacular Spider-Man.
Uses organic.
Or it's organic web stuff. But I love that they showed us the full breadth of Peter Parker and Spidey, and they didn't beat around the bush. He got right into the battle.
Yep.
And it was just as great as I thought, and better. I was so worried about that I guess maybe that was the one thing that I was hesitant about, and then it blew me away. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe how good Spider-Man was.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Yeah. Was there anything weird about Spider-Man to you, Logan? I mean, did you...
Not really. Like, I had my skepticism with the trailers. Like, his voice seemed off, but it was fine when the action and stuff was going on voices.
You hear more than just two words.
Yeah, it was fine. And another one was his stature. He looked kind of beefy to me in the trailers, but once you got him next to people, once you got him like really standing next to Iron Man,
he's a little
really
guy.
Going toe-to-toe with Bucky, it was evident.
And that was what was so impressive. Like, they've just released that. They had just released that trailer, that cut of that trailer where he catches Bucky's arm. And it was even more impressive in the actual film.
I didn't watch that trailer. Yeah,
I saw the frame. I didn't see the bit of it. But oh my gosh! Like I'm incredibly impressed.
Well, it's been taking Captain America and Iron Man super strength and pushing to stop Bucky's arm, and then Peter Parker's just like, hey,
he
sweet.
Was like, oh, wow, you have a metal arm. Yeah. I mean, he gets...
Comments on Cap Shield. The thing is defying the laws of physics. Yes.
How do you not like Deadpool? You love that about Spider-Man, but you hate that about Deadpool. How that is like the biggest hypocritical thing in comics. That
Spider-Man wasn't officially breaking the fourth wall with that.
That's because Deadpool says the
Bob James
word.
Yeah,
that's true.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah, well, it's fine. It's fine with me, but you just get over it. But I think that...
You're welcome, Gov.
I think...
Work!
Work! I think that there was not anything that I would have improved about Spider-Man.
No, he was
It was the perfect amount. Obviously,
Bob James. What, 10, 15 minutes of Spider-Man in the movie?
Obviously, I think they probably went back and added a little bit more.
No. Fairly certain.
Maybe. No, okay. Well, it's fine then. It's perfect. I loved it. And you should stick around after the credits because.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Spidey. Ian, that was a thing that Ian did not care for.
What?
The after the credits.
The post-credits scene.
Yeah, I mean. Like I said, I think probably what I would have preferred to see something of or some kind of lead into would have been Ragnarok.
Yeah. Or, I mean, Stephen, like Doctor Strange, because that's the next movie. Like, yeah. They've not given us anything, any kind of a lead in for that one. Usually, like in phase one, the post-credit scene was a lead in to the next movie.
Yes.
Right.
And they've
and that is what I was expecting.
They've
as
been
well.
Leading into two movies from now for the past couple of movies.
So. And maybe that was part of the deal.
Sony deal. Yeah, you've got to include us in that.
We're a post credit scene, you know, to advertise our.
Yep,
that makes sense too. I can see that. Huh.
But you know, that's. I think it was fine. You could see Spider-Man or Peter Parker, see whatever that was. And I guess what was that?
His little spider symbol.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that, so I guess Tony gave him that.
It looks like it was things for upgrades and stuff and schematics and stuff for.
No, he said it was from a guy named Steve.
No, he was talking about the
getting punched.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
His friend was really, really huge.
So it was probably like James said. It's just
schematics for different suits, different things. Because I mean, you could see it was blinking on something.
Yeah.
A cursor was on it, and so.
Well, we're just gonna have to go watch the movie again just to see that at the very end.
I didn't catch that. the blinking.
Well, I've seen it twice now.
Yeah, it looked like a menu almost.
Yeah, it looked like a menu.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess what, Tony gave him that as kind of, you know,
probably like, hey, thanks for helping out. He's
probably got, like, connections to the Avengers, too, if he needs to call them or, you know.
Well, and there was a lot of speculation beforehand that, Spidey would flip to Cap in the film.
They had hints of that, though, when Cap was talking to him on the battlefield, which was a real nice callback to the actual Civil War storyline.
Because he does comic flip in the comics, right?
Yeah.
But he's older in the comics. He's been a superhero for longer. There's a lot more going on.
Yeah, he's been doing this 6 months.
Yeah. Well, no, but he's talking about in the comics he was like in his
been Peter
20s.
Parker for years.
Oh yeah exactly.
He's
yeah.
late
he's
20s.
Spider-Man.
He's married at that point, right?
Yeah. Well, divorced technically. Yeah, he's having relationship troubles, but
as always.
I thought that
old Spidey snapping necks, breaking hearts.
Having read the Civil War novel, the comics, everything related to that storyline because it's so good, I have to say that they did an excellent job and honor to the name of Civil War with this story.
Yeah.
It's almost totally unlike it.
Just very disappointed that they didn't have the Battle of Shiloh, you know, or the Battle of Corinth.
That was upsetting. Yeah.
We didn't get featured
in there. No train depots.
Emily kept sending me old Civil War photos today.
She's like, is this what you're watching?
Yeah.
That stupid Facebook post I made. I'm like, it's Captain America Civil War, but I thought his first war was World War II.
Like you, it was not funny. So
a lot of people commented on that, Josh.
Why do you think you're humorous? Where is that? I'm going to hit that dislike button. It'll be the first time I've used it.
I'm going to make one. It's not there yet. What would you change about this movie, James?
Me?
Yeah.
Anything? His pants after watching it?
That's kind of how I felt.
I loved it. I wouldn't change anything. Rarely do I watch a movie twice in a day, and I watched it twice today. So.
I still cannot get over how good that was. Like, I'm ready to see it again.
I'd watch a longer version.
I would too. And that to me, really, like,
this needs that 3-hour BBS guy.
Yeah. Like if there's, I don't think there's an extended.
Marvel doesn't do
that. No, I mean,
there'll be deleted scenes that'll be available, but it's usually like 5 minutes. Yeah.
Can we say that, like, the Russo brothers need to take the reins? And
they are.
Like, keep the reins there. And
they're finished.
They're driving phase three.
They're driving phase three, and they're in control of the Avengers. Like, that's their thing, is Avengers now.
Good. Because, you know, I had said previously that every time a Cap movie came out, it was better than anything else that Marvel had done. You know, Captain America was better than any of the movies I thought previously. I mean, I loved Iron Man, but, like, as a movie, man, it was great. And then Winter Soldier came out, and I thought Winter Soldier was better than the Avengers. You know,
Winter Soldier was really good.
I mean, really stinking good. And so these guys, man, they've got it. Like, they've got the feel of what this should be.
Yeah, they take what you've got. Like, they took Captain America for Winter Soldier, and then they elevated it.
Yes.
And made Winter Soldier. And then, you know, they took all that, what's happened for phase two, and then they elevated it again for Civil War.
Yeah. So.
And that's what I like about Civil War. It's still deserving of the Captain America title because
it is a
Captain America movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It felt a lot like Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And the action was great. Really, these guys, they have to. They could take the day off and, like, go over to Warner Brothers and be like, we just want to give you guys like 20 minutes if you want to ask us how we're doing this.
Yeah.
Because we're way better than you.
Well, first of all, you take 10 or so years to build it up. You don't just.
You don't do your team up movie on day one.
Our good friend Ian Brown posted in Jugheads Incorporated this
cartoon.
Yeah, this great little cartoon of what's going on in the writers' rooms at Marvel and DC, respectively. You should check that out if you haven't done that. So, I very rarely, like, immediately want to watch a movie again, but, like, I could watch this movie again immediately. I could have watched it twice.
I wanted
in a
to
row.
Turn around and go back
I,
in.
I could have watched
watch
it twice
it.
In a row. We watched in 3D. The 3D was great. I'm going to watch it in 2D when I watch it again. But, I mean, I thought it was pretty good. Not just me.
Yeah, the 3D was good. And, like all Marvel movies, the when it's not action, the 3D really doesn't do anything, but it shines in those action scenes.
Spider-Man swinging around.
Oh, and my God.
Giant Man is walking around.
Well, and Ant-Man on the arrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looked great.
Oh. Let's do this, Arrow Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Call him Arrow Guy.
He doesn't even like know their names.
It would have been funny if he had just called him Clint right then for like no reason. Be like, how did you know that was? it was pretty genius to have him crawl.
That part where he's like, who's talking? It's your conscience.
It's your conscience. It was genius to have him crawl up inside Tony's suit.
There. Oh, yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
I love the scene where they're in the prison and he's like, that's why Pym never said trust or said. Never trust
a Stark.
Who are you again?
Who are you? But come on, man.
Paul Rudd is brilliant as Ant-Man.
He is.
Wonderful job.
I'm going to watch it again.
It's a good movie, Josh.
You hate it.
I don't know why I didn't. I don't know. But that was perfect.
It's like him epic running across the steel grate.
Oh, did you guys see it? I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but I think I saw it. Like, it's there, maybe. But the Russo brothers, they got their start on Arrested Development.
Did they?
And at the airport scene, the blue stair car is in the background.
No! Oh, man.
For, like, a half a second. Like, I swear it looks like the blue stair car.
Okay. Well, then I'll go back to watching that.
Throw this. And then hit it with this.
I thought it was a water tanker.
Oh, man, I screwed up. I thought it was a water truck.
If I just get ripped in half, I don't know.
If I rip in half, just leave me.
Spoilers, the Giant Man Funko Pop is literally just a bigger version of the smaller Ant-Man Funko Pop.
Yeah? Why would it change?
Exactly.
Don't you have an Ant-Man?
No, I don't.
I thought you had an Ant-Man.
He hates Ant-Man.
I don't.
Oh, that's right. You do hate Ant-Man.
No, I don't. I'm going to watch it again.
Why do you hate
Ant-Man? I'm going to watch it again. I don't know what it was.
Why you hate it?
There are lots of comical points in that.
Michael Pena was amazing.
I love Michael
Pena. Ant-Man is your Deadpool.
Really he may be. Except Ryan Reynolds is just the best. So
Paul Rudd's way funnier. Sorry.
The apples and oranges. Apples and oranges. They're two totally different types of. All right, so we're going to give this one the biggest of thumbs up. Like, if we were giving it 10 stars, I would give it 15. Like, literally.
But that's more than 10.
Exactly. That is more than 10. We would make 5 more stars. I cannot begin to. If you've listened to this and you hadn't seen the movie, you're an idiot. But
why are you listening this far into it?
Yeah, but you're thanks for listening. But
thanks for listening, idiot.
But you're an idiot.
That's our new tagline. Thanks for listening, idiots.
Instead of saying goodnight.
Yeah. Thanks for listening,
idiots.
We're officially changing the name of Jughead Inc. to Idiot Inc. So.
Yeah, thanks for listening, you idiots. I'll just put that in there. Anyway, so you've seen the movie. You've listened to this. Go over to the Facebook group. Talk to us on social media. Tell us what you love about Civil War. Yeah,
talk to them on social media.
Yeah, James doesn't do that thing.
Use that bird-shaped icon. Find us over there.
On the tweeters. Yeah. You can do that. If you found something that you didn't like about it, please tell us, because I would love to talk to you about that. Like,
and hit you with crowbars for being wrong.
Yeah, for just being.
Wow.
Logan knows what it's like to be wrong this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You stupid. Thanks for listening, you idiot. Oh, wait, you didn't. Now it's time for That's My Jam. My jam is Logan being wrong this week. I'm going to talk about that on the podcast. Just keep shaking your head. Too bad. Logan, what's your jam of the week?
My jam this week is the...
Not HeroClix.
It's not HeroClix.
Okay.
It is HeroClix.
If you'll let me talk, it won't be HeroClix, guys.
Is it HeroClix?
It's Hero. No.
No!
It's the Dark Souls board game Kickstarter.
It's a Dark Souls HeroClix.
They
hit with 3 of them.
They hit a stretch goal and unlocked my favorite bosses.
HeroClix.
As figures.
That are HeroClix unreasonably.
Knight Artorias and his Guardian Wolf Sif, so...
Yeah.
I'm excited to have those figures in a year when that Kickstarter delivers.
Yeah, it looks awesome. I'm excited for you to own that.
Super happy to have my favorite bosses as figures.
Yeah,
so that's my jam.
Who is your favorite boss? Interview time.
It's Artorias of the Abyss.
No, in real life. Oh, who is your favorite boss of all time?
I guess Cedric Schnabel, he was a good boss. He's cool. We still talk.
But he's not your current boss.
He's a cool boss, though.
Ooh.
Shout out to Jeff.
There you go.
Jeff.
Anyway. Yeah, good job, Logan. Hero clicks, huh?
Not hero clicks. Mm.
Hero clicks.
I did buy a bunch of Halo hero clicks, though, so.
Yeah.
And no one cared.
You know why? You know why
hero clicks are?
I don't. Mm-mm.
Oh, buddy.
No.
Turn it. Mute him.
Yeah. Do you
mute
know?
Him.
Do you know?
I'm gonna make your
mute
day.
Him.
No. Do you know why Logan was able to buy cases of these things?
Because nobody else wants them.
Correctamundo. No.
You get a gold star. What else did you win?
Hero clicks.
Hopefully, not an explanation of what hero clicks are. Yeah, my jam of the week is
not hero clicks. Logan's upset about HeroClix, guys.
I finally finished Narcos.
I wanted to watch that. Yeah. That's on my list.
Really, really good.
Good.
The guy who plays Pablo Escobar, very, very impressive. I had to look him up. He was in that Matt Damon movie where he and Jodie Foster, except he's the dude on Neil Blomkamp movie.
Elysium.
Yes.
Oh my God,
that was a good movie.
Do you remember the hacker dude or the guy that gets Matt Damon up into the space station?
Yes.
That's who plays Pablo Escobar.
Okay.
He is amazing in this. It is absolutely very, very good. And then if you're a Game of Thrones fan, the guy who plays Oberyn Martell.
I don't know names from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Anyways, he plays one of the DEA agents out to get him.
He was my favorite.
Yeah.
I stupidly said.
Have you seen the whole thing? The whole first season?
Of this?
We have Narcos.
No. I wanted to. I just hadn't had a chance.
I got you. Yeah. But yeah. It's great. You should check it out. It's good.
Cool. Jamez.
Mine is a little thing called Digit.co.
Hero Clicks.
Yeah.
Josh's wife posted about it on Facebook the other day, and I was like, well, let me see what this is about. So I text Josh. I asked him if he's on the up and up, and what it is, it's this company that just you link it to your bank account, and they take out microtransactions like every couple of days and put it in a savings account.
Because we're terrible at saving things.
Yeah, I suck at saving.
Especially money.
Yeah, and so like every couple of days, they'll just take some money out of your account. Put it in a savings account, and it reads like your spending patterns. It knows when your bills are due, and how much you are normally paying them. And so it's like, okay, well, he needs this kind of money on this day. I'm not going to take money out.
And yeah, you can set a limit.
You can set limits.
When it gets here, leave me alone.
Yeah, I don't ever want to have my account under X amount of money.
Right.
So stop taking my money. And it's so far it's pretty cool. I've been on it for a day now and have saved $650.
Yeah. Good job.
But no, it's pretty cool. Hopefully I'll be able to pay for a vacation in a year.
Yeah. I'm really pleased with it, and I hate saving money.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't know what's doing it.
Saving money is for wimps and lesser wusses.
Unless you don't know you're doing it.
Unless you don't know you're doing it.
Then it doesn't count. So yeah. I know. I did the same thing, too. I immediately put my phone down. Is that for the hero clicks, or... What are you doing? Are you double-fisting there, bud?
Dancing.
He is.
Peeing in your hand. So my jam of the week is Logan's talking to a girl.
Yay!
And she is a real girl. No, that's not my jam of the week. But that it's a true thing. So here's how marketing works, guys. You just are bored on your PlayStation one day, and you're like, you know, I'm gonna go watch Civil War this week. I'm gonna download that demo for that them Lego Avengers games. Then I'm just gonna play it 7 times.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
I like the Lego games.
I do too. I love Lego. And I'm afraid to look at my phone.
No, I sent it just to Logan.
Okay, he probably deserved it.
He did.
Anyway,
it's back.
No.
God. It's back.
I don't want to see it.
He was like, I don't want to live anymore. It's back.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it.
Hold on. I've got one for you. That's horrible.
I'm not even looking. I refuse.
Yeah, you can refuse.
Anyway, your jam was Avengers.
Yeah, it was.
Lego Avengers.
Now I'm deed. So yeah, that's the thing. Actually, Logan and I played some basketball this week, and that was pretty good. So that's probably my actual jam. So, jamming.
It's a glorious picture. I love that picture.
It's one of my faves. Anywho, all right. Well, I'm sure we probably didn't do justice to Captain America Civil War.
You just got to go watch it.
But, I mean, we could just record a new show. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like we could probably record a new show after every time we saw this film.
Yeah.
And it would be totally different every time. But that's fine. I think that's one of the greatest things. Just from browsing around Facebook and seeing people's comments already, I think this movie's going to be, A, really well-received and do financially stupidly well.
Because so. They always release overseas
before they do
early,
here.
And I think it's already made $200 million.
More than that.
Overseas.
Yeah.
That was from last weekend. So it include this week.
Yeah.
And then what it's going to make here, probably do another like $150 to $200 million.
Yeah.
I assume.
Or more. Yeah. I mean, a stupid amount of money. So
yeah.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. All righty. Thank you for hanging out with us for episode 215.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You are welcome. And we hope you enjoyed Civil War as much as we did.
We enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, so the things... oh, my God. Logan, this is the worst...
Nice house and a wall.
Why is he bald, Logan?
Look what you do to him.
Why is it bald, Logan? Oh, man.
It's so bad.
It is. You know, I think what we should do is, like, we should auction off, like, a spot in the group text for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we should do. If you just, like, give us some money. Somebody gives us some money, and we'll let you in the group text for a week.
That means we have to give out our phone number to people.
No, we don't. Okay. I'll just, like, do something else with it. I don't know. But
can we get it in, like, emails?
Yeah, something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But if you give us money to see the horribleness, that is a thing. Because that... Man,
you don't want to do it.
No,
I don't support this.
Ian has to look at it. Yeah. He doesn't support it.
I don't support having to look at my phone again because that message is still open. Anyway, make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, videos, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day with a great back catalog of stuffs over at the old JusticeGeeks.com. And the Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, Twitter, Instagram @JusticeGeeks, and of course, Jugheads Incorporated. Big shout out to the Facebook groups over there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
Stop. Don't say that. What was that other thing you were trying to bring back? Like Pog. SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiO.
Because you're an idiot and you're five.
Spaghetti.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.